Welcome, everyone. It's time for Living the Good Life right here on TANTALKNETWORK.com. And you can check us out on YouTube. You'll see Nan in the studio. I'm in the control room, so you can't see me. But YouTube is going live. I'm already on and going. Looks like it's fine. YouTube.com/TANTALKRadio/live. I'll give that to you one more time if you want to go over to YouTube. YouTube.com/TANTALKRadio/live. Or you can catch us right here on the website, TANTALK Network. That one's TANTALKNETWORK.com for the website. And you'll be able to get right in and hear the show if you, as you open up the website here at TANTALK Radio Network. So let me get Nan up here running. There you are, Nan.
Hi, I'm running.
All right. And we'll have Betty coming along in a few minutes from Michigan. And always a joy to be here on the station, isn't it, Nan?
Always. It's always.
I mean, you've been on the radio with me now for how many years?
Eight or nine.
That's what I was guessing, too. Yeah. And all the years that we've been on, now we're in our 14th year, so... We've already gone through 13, so we're in our 14th. It's so exciting to me every single week, Nan, to get in here behind these controls and do this show and put the music on and just see what God's going to do. And I love it every single week.
Oh, it
never gets old.
Oh no, it never gets old. And each show is just so different from a previous show. You know, and God's anointing moves in the direction that we need to go. We kind of know where we're going to go, but then he leads in that, and it's so cool.
Oh, it is. It is, it is, it is. And we had quite a service today, but we'll wait until we talk to Betty on that.
Yes.
And fill her in because she wasn't able to be there, of course, being in Michigan. However, our Zoom audience, she is usually a part of that, and we welcome people to join us on Zoom by just sending an email sometime this week to prayers. That's our prayer line. prayers@bohmglobal.com and say, please send me the link for Sunday's Zoom service. And they can be a part of the whole service. Technology is wonderful.
Oh, it's wonderful. I've at one time was part of the Zoom.
Yeah, and, audience. Yes, you were when you were staying home with COVID.
Yes. I didn't have COVID.
No, you didn't have COVID. I'm sorry. You were staying home because COVID was out there.
Exactly.
Right.
But it's a great ministry tool. And I would encourage anyone, who wants to be part of that, just send us your email and you'll get the email with the link.
Yeah, you'll get the email with the link and then we can go from there and you can be a part of that service every week. We'll add you to the list that goes out to our Zoom audience. Also, we do a Facebook post every Sunday. Have been doing that since all this started a few months back. I used to do some Facebook posts from home. I don't do that anymore. We just do it right from the service at the beginning of the sermon. And that goes on for 15, 20 minutes. And so those are on my Facebook page and on Beacon of Hope Ministries Facebook page. You can catch those Facebook posts. And there's one every week. Why would someone want to do that, Nan? What's the benefit of finding those posts?
Well, they hear the Word of God taught with the anointing over it, and they can learn a lot from that time period. And it's a wonderful ministry tool that we have, and we're utilizing it. And we've had a lot of responses. A lot of people are watching it, or picking it up, or watching it, you know, live or catching it later, or, you know, a lot of people are starting to really get into that, and we're excited about that.
It's not necessarily that they hear it live or that they hear it within, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Even within a few minutes, but a lot of times it's later on in the week. So we repost the Facebook post a few times during the week just to make sure we catch more people. We are. The audience is increasing, and that's a great thing. So, and it's all about the Word of God. You just said it, Nan. It's all about getting the Word down on the inside of you. And why do we need the Word of God on the inside of us, Nan Watson?
I need on the side of me to live.
Yes.
To live, literally. You know, that. Without that, you know, I was talking to someone the other day, and, you know, people face tough situations. We face tough situations at times. And, you know, people who don't have God in their life, people who don't have the word. I do not know how they manage to make it through those kind of things. Can I give a praise report about my job?
I wish you would.
Yeah, my job was cut, and I worked with the school system, and it was cut because of reorganization, and I actually found a job.
In the school system,
so I can continue with my retirement. I can continue with the amount of vacation leave that I earn, and I got a promotion.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool to go from a cut position to a promotion. That's God. You know,
that's the way God does things.
And through that, you know, I trusted God and believed God and had my Beacon family praying about that. And God mightily moved. So I just want to give a praise report of it. You know, like, that was one of the things I was talking to people. I had other people whose positions were cut who weren't handling it the way I was handling mine because I had the word.
You had the word and you had people agreeing with you in prayer.
Yes.
And that's what our prayer line is all about. Would you explain that?
Yes. If you have prayer requests, you can write in the prayer request to prayers@bohmglobal.com.
That's it.
And I say it slowly so they can write it down. And just send in your prayer requests, and Pastor Jim or Betty pick up that prayer request, send out a prayer to the prayer team. We've seen mighty, mighty things move. People healed of cancer.
Yes, all kinds of things,
you know.
Betty, is that you, Betty, on the line?
That's me.
Can you say an amen to what Nan just said about the prayer line?
Amen. Amen. God answers prayer.
Hi, Betty. How are you?
Hi, Nan. I'm wonderful, dear. How are you?
I'm doing great, too. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for asking.
So glad you're on with us today, Betty. You just got done with your church in Michigan and lunch, I assume. And we're so glad you're taking time to be with us here today. You are a blessing. So is Nan. I love our radio team. You're all just crazy good on the air. And we just give God the glory for all of that. And also, we just thank him because we just trust him during the show. I mean, usually I arrive with some ideas in my head of what music might be good, but I just let the Holy Spirit lead. And we're going to start right now with Revival. What's the name of this one? Revival Fire Fall by Paul Baloche. Here we go, because it's time for revival, folks.
As we lift up your name, let your fire fall. Send your wind and your rain on your wings of love. As we lift up your name,
amen.
Let your kingdom come. Have your way in this place. Let your will be done. Pour out from heaven your passion and presence. Bring down your burning desire. Revival, fire, fall. Revival, fire, fall. Fall on us here with the
let your revival fire fall, mighty God. That is our prayer today. We're going to hear from Nan in just a moment. Dear God, we come before you right now. This is our prayer. This is our heart. Let your revival fire fall on this nation and this globe. When we declared it this morning in our service at Beacon, and we mean it with all our hearts, it is time for people to turn to Almighty God. As complicated and painful as life seems to be in this year of 2020, it is time for people to say, I've tried things my way, I'm going God's way, and I'm turning my life over to Him. Lord, we just ask that you would help Betty and Nan and I so bring your word today that lives will be forever changed. Amen. That they will be forever challenged with the word of God, that they will be so forever desiring to know Jesus, the great I am. And Lord, let today be life-changing. We thank you for this opportunity. You get the glory and the praise in advance. In Jesus' name, amen, Nan.
God gave me a poem entitled, It's Time for Revival. It's time for revival. Let it start in your heart. Carry it into your church. Of this mighty move, be a part. As people see you change, they will wonder what's going on. You can share with them. As you do, you'll become strong. So let it begin with you. Of this, what will you do?
Whoa. You're putting it, that God's putting the responsibility back on each person, don't you think?
Yes. And let me explain also, we usually try to explain in case people are not aware, these poems don't come in, I don't come in with these poems written.
Not at all.
It's the anointing of the Lord gives them to me, oftentimes during the songs, and sometimes other times also.
Sure.
And it's all God, and He inspires it on the spot, and that's exactly what happens.
And so you have to be the obedient servant that will write as fast as you can as it's coming to you.
Yes.
And that is so similar, because a lot of these poems are like a prophetic word from God. And you and I were talking about it today after the service, that because God moved mightily through prophetic word today, and that it's just a matter of stepping out and usually saying the first phrase or the first sentence that God puts in your heart, and then by faith, you just go on
right
with what He gives you.
Exactly.
Sometimes they're very short and sometimes they're not.
Exactly.
But it's obedience.
Obedience is the key.
Yeah, it really is. Betty, you want to comment on that? We're so glad to have you with us here from Grand Rapids, Michigan, Betty Thomas, our own Betty Thomas. I say that because she's been a part of my church. I pastored in Indiana many years ago, and now a part of Beacon of Hope from a distance, but sometimes you're here with us. And so we always look forward to having you on the show with your insights and your wisdom. So, Betty, we just feel like God, the stage is set, let's put it this way, for a mighty move around the globe of revival. Your comment.
Oh, I could not agree more. You know, Paul Baloch's song is so relevant for us today.
It is.
The desire that God wants us to have for Him, to live for Him, to do and be His hands and His feet here on earth, and to have a heart that is willing and the desire to do what God wants us to do, and He has a plan for each of us. And it's so amazing that, you know, with all of the the challenges and the things that I'm going through, you guys are going through, what the world is going through, is that you are exactly right about God setting the stage, is that when things seem impossible,
right,
all things are possible with God.
Amen.
And that's why I think in these last few months that God has given us a golden opportunity, mm-hmm, to draw closer to Him.
Yes.
Because where else are we going to turn? We can't turn to man, because man will let us down. The one person who will never let us down, will never forsake us, is the Lord God Himself.
Amen.
And it's given us, an opportunity to say, okay, God, you know, I know what's going on around me. There's all kinds of calamity and destruction and sickness and so forth. But with you, I know that I'm safe. You're my shelter. You know, you're the rock that I cling to. And it's just so, I mean, that song could not have been, had come at a more appropriate time, is the beginning of, you know, even the beginning of this show. Excuse me, the beginning of the show. But this is the beginning of revival. This is where
it is.
We start. It starts, revival starts with us.
It does.
And the fire fall, to see the rain come. And it's a burning desire for more of God.
It is, Betty. And I think it's been far too long that people, Christians and people who are kind of lukewarm, quote unquote, have just kind of let life happen. And if they feel like it, they go to church. Sometimes they'll go for a week or two, and then they won't go for 5 months. But, you know, they don't feel the need. They don't feel the necessity to really seek the presence of God, because life's okay. You know, I've often said from the pulpit all these years of ministry that unless we have a problem, we can never really grow in God. We need a problem. Do you remember that, Betty? We talked about that in the revival I preached a few years back up in Indiana, that we need a problem. We don't do good without problems, because we get complacent. We get lazy. Children of Israel were just like that. You want to comment further on that, Betty, before we go to Nan?
Well, yes, is that we see so much going on around us. It's like we step back and we say, I don't want to be involved in that. It's just like the children of Israel. They just were just walking along, walking through the desert. You know, you might correct me if I'm wrong, but they had a desire to just get where they needed to go, and they didn't care how they got there.
Mm-hmm.
They just wanted to get there. They didn't see that God was preparing them for something better. And that's what God is doing for us today, is
right,
that you think, where am I going? What am I doing? God has something greater for you.
Mm-hmm.
You may think that, you know, you're in the, you know, you hit rock bottom. Okay, but what that rock bottom is doing is giving you something to push off with.
Amen.
And to say, okay, God, I'm here. I need you. I'm not going to depend on man. And that's why the children of Israel, we want to talk about them for just 30 seconds, is that they had to have a change of heart. They had to have a mind change. And that's what we have to have today, is that we need to be more dependent on Jesus Christ. We have to have a change of mind. We have to have a change of heart.
We do.
Because we've become hardened.
I so agree.
Stale. We become neglectful of our duties for the Lord, because if we don't do it, people, who's going to do it?
You're exactly right.
Who else but us? And, you know, it's just like today in I was listening to your service this morning before I had to leave to go to our service here in Michigan. I raised my hand. Zoe raised her hand. Andrew raised his hand today in church and said, God, you know, you are so good. You are so good. And all things that were meant for evil, or the things,
yes,
that are uprising in,
yes,
your life, you're going to change around for good.
They are.
And it's amazing how people are just so unplugged.
Right.
Not interested. You know, or the churches, you know, they're not going to be filled yet because there's social distancing. But people who are on fire for God, who want more of Him, less of us, more of Him,
right,
are down on their knees, surrender moments, saying, okay, God, I need you.
Yes, absolutely.
I want to be where the action is in your life. I want to be where you want me to be.
Right.
The harvest is great. The workers are few. I want to be one of those workers.
Amen.
And that's where we have to be, people. We've got to put down the complacency. We've got to step outside of our comfort zone and say, okay, God, I'm here. use me.
Exactly. I'm here. When you were talking earlier, it reminded me, what's really a metaphor, when my kids were little and your grandkids and my grandkids, when they would swim a lot in the summer, and sometimes they would have these contests of holding their breath underwater, holding their air, you know, their breath. And sometimes they would swim to the bottom of the pool, you know, and they would be playing these games. I've seen it so many times with my kids and grandkids. And then the time would come when they realized they needed to get to the surface and get some air. And so what they did, because you said the word push off, they would push off on the bottom of the pool and kind of project themselves up into the air so that they would get up off of the rim of the water and be able to get a breath, right? I believe, as you were talking, Betty, I feel like that is what is happening now to soldiers in the kingdom of God. We have so long just kind of hung around in the bottom of the pool, you know, seeing how long we can just sit there. Count that. I can't tell you how many times I've heard my kids say, count that for me, Mom. How many seconds did I sit down there? You know, on and on. But there comes a moment when they would push off and they go straight to the top to get air. And I believe we have got to have this revival air, this revival fervor, this excitement about God saving souls in this very difficult time we're in. And we got to push off the bottom, people. Some of us just been floating down there on the bottom of the pool for too long. Nan, you want to comment on any of this?
I just ditto on what you guys saying. You know, we
just ditto.
Ditto. It is time.
That is so profound, Betty.
That's profound. Ditto.
D-I-T-T-O. Yeah. Ditto.
It is time. It is time. And you know, revival is in the land. At Beacon, we're seeing God move in mighty ways.
Oh my heavens.
Oh my gosh. And you know, people are coming in. People who used to attend are coming in. We have new people coming in. And revival's in the land. Revival is time for revival.
It's time.
And with everything that is occurring right now, you know, you're seeing a lot more postings on Facebook about God, about trusting God, about faith. It's interesting. Some of the people that I have, a lot of people on my Facebook, and some of them, I see them posting stuff like that. And I'm like, I would never thought they'd have posted something like that. but people are starting to realize there is something higher than here, and is God.
Well, and we need an intervention by God.
Oh, yes.
We need a huge intervention in this land and around the globe. But in this land, attitudes and priorities and the love of God has waxed cold, it says in some scriptures. You know, the time comes when some people are just lukewarm. They're barely there, you know. They're hanging around on the bottom of the pool wondering how long they can just exist without really, really doing something for God.
Well, you know, I'm reminded of how I got to Beacon. And when I got to Beacon, what, about 10, 11 years ago, I was a mess.
I was a mess.
Because I had been hurt, and I really wasn't trying to serve God. We affectionately called me Jonah because I was trying to run from God. And what I learned is every time I run, He's everywhere.
He's everywhere.
You know, and God has done a mighty work.
Jonah found that out too.
And He's done a mighty work in my life.
Yes.
But it's because I wanted Him to do a mighty work in my life.
Yes.
And I sought Him, and I spent time going to church. You were talking about people just kind of kick back and don't do this or don't do, you know, church attendance to me is extremely important. You know, you're sitting under the anointing of the Lord. You're hearing preaching, you're hearing teaching, you're spending time with your family. And the Bible says, forsake not yourselves, you know, as don't forsake being in church. And that's really important. And some people don't recognize that as important. And they just kind of, like you say, go whenever, you know.
Anybody who was not at Beacon this morning, which there's an awful lot of people that were not, we had a, Betty, I know you had to get off of Zoom to go to your service, but we had such an amazing move of God after I finished preaching. It was prophetic words started coming forth from different ones. There was a time of quiet before the Lord where, I mean, it was like you could have heard a pin drop, couldn't you, Nan?
Oh, I mean, I feel shivers going through me right now. It was just the most amazing. It's like nobody wanted to move.
Nobody moved.
Everyone just sat there and like in awe.
I even said, if you have to leave for some reason, leave very quietly.
Right.
Otherwise, and everybody but like a couple that needed to go.
Right. We knew
everybody
that.
Else stayed.
Right.
And it was, Betty, this is what, to me, this is what begins revival, is when we listen, when we wait on the Lord, when we listen to his voice, when we want to hear what he is saying to us, and we consider that more important than chit-chatting after church with our friends.
Well, it was interesting because, you know, the Lord spoke through prophetic words, through people speaking, and then we just kind of waited in that those quiet moments and just waited on God and just was just in awe of who he was. And then more prophetic words came
through. Yes, more things happen.
You know.
After?
Yes, Betty.
One of the things when I clicked, I guess that's proper terminology, when I clicked on Zoom, there was a couple of things, you know, that the technical crew got straightened out.
Yes.
But as I listened to you talk this morning, is that there's a change in the atmosphere.
There is.
Of Beacon of Hope.
There is.
And you said it this morning, and there's sometimes people need to listen to the Facebook post, is that it started this morning at the very beginning of the service.
It did.
And you have become a very vocal person for God, that God has given you the opportunity to not be shut down, to not be silent. And
right.
I think during that silent period, and I saw it in the spirit realm as I was listening to, as I was getting ready, and I apologize, I don't make myself video ready for at 10 o'clock in the morning. There
right.
is no way. But you began a new beginning of Beacon of Hope, and I think this is going to be the beginning of revival
it
with
is.
Each of us.
Yes.
To be able to understand that when you were talking about, we had talked about pushing off, we had talked about being underwater, people are drowning, and just give me just a couple minutes here to finish because I think this
no,
is,
go ahead.
Needs to be said. I've got a thing in my spirit. People are drowning.
Yes.
And they're drowning because the enemy does not want them pushing off.
Right.
They are so covered with barnacles.
Yeah.
They're covered with moss.
Yes.
That
yes.
they have anchors attached
yes.
to
yes.
them. Those anchors need to be gotten rid
Amen.
Of
Amen.
The burdens that you're carrying need to be gotten rid of.
Yes.
Forgiveness needs to be a part of your language. And I think that once that people begin to hear what you're saying, and your Facebook posts are going to become more viewed, that they are going to reach more people because you are one of the ones that will not be silenced. You are the ones that Satan has tried to stop.
Yeah.
Through the mechanical failures, the
right.
Things, you know, he wants you to be silent. He wants Beacon of Hope to be silent. And I'm sure there are other churches out there that Satan is trying to silence because the time has
yes,
come.
Yes, yes.
And if you we're going to talk about that here in a little bit, in John, of the sheep and all of the ones that Satan's trying to bring down,
mm-hmm.
that Beacon of Hope is going to be at the forefront of getting revival started in your geographical area, but other people are going to hear you and they're going to say, I know what she's saying. That's me. I need to stop drowning. I need to
praise God.
Get myself back up, get some fresh air.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Feel the anointing, feel the fire.
Mm.
And that's what God wants us to do, is to feel that fire
oh.
that we had so many years ago.
Amen.
And thank you for that opportunity.
Oh, no, I'm glad you spoke what you did, and I agree with you. And this week we had not one technical problem. Everything
no.
was resolved. not only that, their attitude among the people was an expectancy all around the room, right, Nan?
Yes.
It was a holy expectancy of what is God going to do today, because we all felt it. And Betty, yesterday as I was praying about the service, God said to start it at 5 till 10 instead of 10 o'clock, and to start it with an announcement that all cell phones had to be turned off or turned on to vibrate or take it outside of the building, whatever. So that started it, but it just set the attitude of reverence and awesomeness that we were entering the presence of Almighty God, and that it was a very, very important day. And it just flowed from there. Oh, hallelujah. This is a day to realize. Go ahead, Betty. Go ahead.
No, it is so important for us. And this is what God is trying to tell each of us, that even if you're listening now or if you're listening, you know, in the future, God has a plan for you.
Yes.
You can hide like Nan tried to do many years ago. You can do what Jonah did. You can run. But eventually Nineveh is coming.
Right.
It's coming to each of us, and we have got to understand that we've got to bloom where we're planted.
Yes.
Well, I don't like where I'm at. Well, then it's time for change, and the change starts with you. The change starts with me, Nan, and, of course, Pastor Marcia, Pastor Jim, Dr. Angel, Becky.
The whole gang.
The whole gang.
All the Beaconite gang. Praise
and
God.
When you start, do you know how quickly it spreads?
Yes, yes.
And I think that's the silence that you felt is the beginning of the fire.
And amen.
Sometimes you have to let a fire kind of, you know, you can start it, but it just takes a couple of minutes to get going and get roaring.
Yeah.
It started, people.
It has.
And you can be part of it.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead, Nan. God just gave her something, and then go ahead.
Pushing off from the bottom is what you now need to do. You can do it. Yes, you can. Is your love for God so true? You can do it. Yes, you can. Do you want to get fresh air? Come up. Get your breath. Push off, because God does care.
I love it.
Thank God.
Oh, redeemed. Big Daddy Weave. Love this song. Are you redeemed, audience member? Are you redeemed by the blood of the Lamb? Do you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior today?
Seems like all I could see was the struggle. Haunted by ghosts that lived in my past. Bound up in shackles of all my failures. Wondering how long is this gonna last? Then you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight, it's already been won. And I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. I'm redeemed. All my life I have been called unworthy.
when I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head. I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. And I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. Now I stain, 'cause I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be.
Redeemed if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you have accepted him into your heart and acknowledged that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead, then you're redeemed. You don't have to live in the old way of thinking and the old way of acting and behaving. You can have the new redeemed life. We're going to Isaiah chapter 43, and I have written in my Bible right here a date. I put today's date here. But I also put the date that I talked about this few verses the last time, and it was March 15th of this year. Why is that so significant? Because that is the first Sunday of the COVID shutdown that we experienced here in Florida. Isaiah 43, and it goes right along with talking about Jesus being I am the door, is what we're talking about today from John 10, but we're going to start with Isaiah 43. Fear not, verse 1, for I have redeemed you. We just played that. Ransomed you by paying a price instead of leaving you captives. I have called you by your name. You are mine. As we talked about, I am the good shepherd last week. There's all these verses in John chapter 10 where the shepherd calls each sheep by name. The shepherds in those times named their sheep. God still allows each of us to have a name our parents gave us, but it's a name. And it says here in Isaiah 43, verse 1, I have called you by your name, you're mine. You know what that means? He knows us. He knows us. He knows you, Nan. He knows you.
Yes, he does.
Verse 2, when you pass through, when, everybody say when, instead of if.
When.
When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned or scorched. In other words, people, yes, we are going through hard times. We're in Florida. Betty's in Michigan. And I'll tell you what, it's kind of scary every place you go. I had to try to go in and pay for gas yesterday and had to go back out to the car and get a mask. Cannot even go any place now without a mask into a public place. I understand why. This thing is spreading like crazy down here right now. You know what? When we go through these hard times in verse 2, when we pass through the waters, he's with us. Through the rivers, they will not overwhelm us. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned or scorched. Verse 3 of Isaiah 43, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Verse 4, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and because I love you, I'll give men in return for you and peoples in exchange for your life. In other words, God bought us with the price of a life, and that was the life of his son Jesus. Verse 5 of Isaiah 43, fear not, for I'm with you. Fear not. It says it in verse 1. It says it in verse 5. Fear not, for I'm with you. I will bring your offspring from the east where they have dispersed and gather you from the west. I'll say to the north, give them up. To the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar, my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, who I have formed, who I have made. We declare right now that there are multitudes upon multitudes of people that are going to return to a relationship with their God. Not any God, the God, the one and only true God, Almighty God, Elohim, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, the God, the one and only Almighty God. Fear not, for I'm with you. Verse 5, I will bring your offspring from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. I will bring them. That is a word to Beacon of Hope today, but is also a word to all of you out there, because God wants to give you life abundantly until it overflows. So let's go over to John 10. Look at verse 10 with me before we get Betty and Nan back in here. 10:10, John. The thief comes only, that's the devil, in order to steal, kill, and destroy. If you, wherever you are, would you say those three words with me? Steal, kill, and destroy. That's what the thief does. Who's the thief? The devil. Jesus is making a distinction here between him and the devil, the evil one. He said, I came. Jesus said, I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. I am the good shepherd. Nan, talk to us. Then we'll go to Betty. Woo! This'll preach.
He is the good shepherd.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, we've studied about how the sheep know his voice.
They do.
They know who
that's,
he is.
That's us, too. We that's heard us. His voice we today, his did voice. We not?
Oh, yeah, we sure did. you know, it's my turn to cry today, I guess.
Oh, just wait. Betty will catch up with you pretty soon.
You know, it saddens me.
You two are
me.
Really good at crying.
You know, it saddens me. You know, we use the metaphor here of sheep. Sheep relate to people, means people. And it saddens me to see so many people just kind of walking around, going through life, you know.
Sitting on the bottom of the pool.
Sitting on the bottom of the pool, just not realizing, not recognizing, not accepting, not wanting to accept, whatever their quote reasons
content,
and quotes
content, complacent.
Are. You know, they...
lazy.
They're lazy. And it saddens me. It saddens me to see that, you know, because I know there's a better life for them, you know, and they don't recognize that. They don't realize that, or they realize it. They're not interested in that. They think they're going to be sent away as a missionary somewhere if, you know, to some way far off country if they turn their life to Jesus. That's not really the way that it works. There's a few that he might do that with, but that's not the way that it works. And that's just a trick of the enemy who does come to steal, kill, and destroy.
Right on, Nan. Betty, talk to us.
Well, Nan, you're right on. Is that, I mean, you can see it. I mean, you can see it here where I live, and I know that there's areas down where you all are. And I have, I usually don't have my printed Bible out, but today I did, and it told me to reference, and this is from 1997, and I think we were still at Cornerstone, but it said reference to John 3:16, not only 16, but we have to look also at verse 17,
right.
And it says, for God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world, that he even gave his one and only begotten Son, that whosoever believes and trusts in him as Savior shall not perish but have eternal life.
Amen.
Okay. We know that. We know that God sent his one and only Son. but also, for God did not send the Son into the world to judge and condemn the world. That is the initiate, the final judgment of the world, but that the world might be saved through him. And that's so important to know that God, just like you said in Psalm, that God knows us by name, that he knows everything about us. He knows everything about Nan. He knows everything about Pastor Marcia. And he knows everything about me. Listener, this isn't a bad thing. This isn't a bad thing because God loves you right where you are.
Amen.
He doesn't care what you've done.
Amen.
And just like the song from Big Daddy Weave, which I love that song, Redeemed, is that we are redeemed. We are not a part of this world. But when we give our life to Christ, we begin a new life in him. There is nothing to fear. There is nothing to be scared of. Say, well, you don't know what I've done. I don't know what you've done, but Jesus does, and he doesn't care. Your sins are as far as the east is from the west. And I think this is what he's trying to get through today through this message, through this, through our radio show, is how much that he cares for us, how much he loves
us.
There is no, he is the Alpha, the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is the God who heals. And I think there are some listeners out there today that are seeking healing, both spiritually, physically, mentally.
Came to the right place.
God is talking to you today, listener.
Yes.
And he's reaching out his hand to you. All you have to do is even touch the hem of his garment, and he is right there with you.
So true.
I am just in awe today, just sitting here in this little chair, of how much. Okay, Nan, why did you start crying?
Hagrid.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
There is a part of each of us, the three of us, because we're kind of like, I don't want to say the three stooges, but we have
musketeers.
Three musketeers, that's better.
Mousketeers.
Yeah. But we have the ability to reach people that other people cannot reach.
Praise God.
Ann is one of them. I am one of them. And Pastor Marcia, you are one of them. And there are many others. People, if you will listen to God's word, there are people out there that need you.
Right.
They need you to be a voice. They need say, hey, how you doing?
Right.
You know, that's all they need to hear, is that someone
cares.
Out there cares about them. They really do. And as much as that has gone on from Seattle, Washington, to the Everglades in Florida, to the East Coast in the Midwest, there are people who are hurting.
Amen.
And the only answer to that hurting is Jesus Christ.
Amen. Not for a moment.
Amen.
Not for a moment. It's a CD. It's a problem on the CD.
Forsake me.
Going to phase that out. That's an old CD. But I think we got the message there, Nan. Yeah.
I think we do. If I may share.
Please do.
You know, Jesus, God never forsakes us. And what came to mind, and I just feel like I should share in case people have experienced anything where they've been betrayed by leaders in a church. And I've had that happen. And when that happened, I didn't go to church for years because it hurt so bad. I mean, I was in leadership at the church, and what happened was horrible. And I just never walked back in the doors after that. And actually, I had an elderly lady call me who loved us so dearly, and she called, and she's like, honey, what happened? What'd he do to you? I mean, he didn't do anything to me, but just the situation of what had happened. And I didn't say anything because it would be inappropriate for me to share. And she says, your silence says it all. But, you know, God still loves us, and he's still there regardless of what happened. And, you know, a friend of mine, Connie, kept telling me about Beacon of Hope. And she would invite me to church, and I wouldn't go. And then it was like, in the right time, she would invite me to church and tell me what was happening at the church, and I wouldn't go. And this went on for probably a year of her inviting me to church. And then I came, and I haven't left.
And you're one of our very strong leaders. We thank God for you, Nan. We thank God for Betty. Thank God for Betty's daughter, Megan, who's on the radio team also. People, we're not a huge ministry. We are global because we have a lot of Beaconites that are a lot of different places now. They've moved to different parts of the United States and other places. So, you know, but our, it's not... It's not about how big you are. It's about how strong you are in the power of the Lord and in the anointing and the message that you deliver.
Right.
And so we thank God for every one of you faithful listeners, supporters. Please go to our new website, and it is bohmglobal.com. So it's www.bohmglobal.com. Stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. We revamped it entirely, started over a few months back, and it's just great. You can actually give there to our missions work. We're very heavily involved with mission work in Puebla, Mexico, where we are feeding street kids every day. We're also now feeding a meal to homeless people that are sleeping on the streets at night. COVID has really hit hard there. If you go to our webpage, our website, you'll learn all about what we do. We have a radio station there under Beacon of Hope. That ministers to Central and South America in Spanish. So You can find out all about that and what. And we don't get on here and ever ask for money. I mean, we occasionally say if you want to give or want to be a part, go to our website, BOHM Global, go to the giving page. But I would say go through every page before you get to the giving page. It's clear at the back of the website, because I want you to get a real picture of the heart of this ministry before you would invest and plant your seed. And Nan, why is that important, to plant our seed?
Well, it grows. You know,
our seed grows.
It grows. You know, since we began reaching out to Mexico, we've seen God really move and bless in our location here. And, you know, to bring your finances, you want to be sure and plant them in a good, solid ministry, which is why you just encourage them to go through the entire website and check things out.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I reminded, and it's not to say, look what I did, but I really felt I need to share. I reminded when I was not going to church, I felt so strongly about paying tithe, I sent it with my parents to their church.
Right.
And it wasn't, you don't buy God, okay? That wasn't what I was trying to do at all. No way, you don't buy God. But the thing was, I was so thankful to God that I had a job, that I made money, that I had income. That was my way of saying thank you.
Right.
You know, and I sent it with them. They hated that I didn't go to church, but that's okay. I didn't go to church. But I sent it with them because I was planting into a good, fertile ground.
And Beacon of Hope is good soil. A lot of our income we do not take salaries, Pastor Jim or me, but we do plant a lot of seed in people just feeding their tummies and giving them the word of God, and that's what we're all about. So check it out, BOHMglobal.com. Betty, I'm going to ask you to talk about the prayer ministry right after we do this station ID, because you know that we have to do that. And we're so glad to be a part of this radio station. We love everybody here.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.